From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, July 10th. I'm Abby Larico. Summer can stretch some families' food budgets. A new federal program called SunBucks offers extra money for each eligible child on a debit card.
So $40 doesn't really sound like a lot, but that's 40 extra dollars that you don't have to spend on.
Yet some states chose to forego the federal money. That story coming up on The Gateway. Almost 10 years after the police killing of a Ferguson teenager ignited a global social justice movement, a hearing today will examine whether Michael Brown's death involved human rights violations. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights is a function of the Organization of American States. They're responding to a petition to recognize Brown's killing as a violation of his and his family's human rights. Testimony will come from civil rights attorneys and activists, as well as Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden. Brown was 18 years old and found to be unarmed when he was shot and killed by a police officer in August of 2014. His body left in the streets of his North St. Louis County neighborhood for hours. The commission does not have any legal authority. Its findings would be largely symbolic. This is the first time the commission will hear an individual case about American police violence in its 65-year history. Missouri Governor Mike Parson signed a litany of bills Tuesday. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, one of them is to fix a law that state legislators passed last session.
In 2023, Missouri lawmakers passed legislation that would allow for counties and municipalities to enact property tax freezes for seniors. However, the original law only allowed seniors who have Social Security to qualify. This means any retiree who solely pulled from a pension couldn't have their property taxes frozen. The new bill signed into law broadens who qualifies to anyone 62 or older, including those with pensions. Parson says he believes the fix will cause more counties to approve the tax freeze.
I think the citizens will probably demand that, and I think they should. I mean, there's been a lot of things set up over the last year that it wasn't clear, there was confusion.
The fix to the law will go into effect on August 28th. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Governor Parson says he expects to see Missouri put forward a plan to keep the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals in the state by the end of the year, but calls for the teams to be more transparent with their needs. The comments come after meeting with Kansas City leadership this week to discuss plans to prevent the team's departure to Kansas. Jackson County voters rejected a proposal to extend a sales tax to help finance a downtown Kansas City baseball stadium for the Royals and upgrades to Arrowhead. Last month, Kansas lawmakers approved up to $1 billion in bonds to entice the teams across the state line. Any plans would be finalized with Missouri's next governor as Parson leaves office in January. Two of the three top candidates for the GOP gubernatorial nomination say they would oppose any incentive package for the Chiefs and Royals. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is renewing support for President Joe Biden's re-election bid while also not ruling out his own potential White House run. Dave McKinney has more.
Pritzker's remarks came after he and other Democratic governors met with Biden about the damage from his spiritless debate against Republican Donald Trump. Biden insists he's not dropping out of the presidential race, but it hasn't quelled talk of Pritzker and others becoming possible replacements. The governor would not rule out that possibility if Biden ends his candidacy.
What I can tell you is I'm not engaging in any hypotheticals. You can see that I'm all in for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm going to go out there and wholeheartedly campaign for him.
Pritzker also downplayed any chances of a brokered Democratic convention next month in Chicago. This is Dave McKinney.
Meantime, Illinois Senior Senator Dick Durbin says President Biden's debate performance, quote, raised a lot of questions about his strength as a candidate. The Hill reports the high-ranking Democrat declined to say whether he thinks Biden should be his party's nominee for president in November. He also noted his fellow Democratic senators are divided on the issue. Durbin told reporters Tuesday that colleagues and voters need to be reassured about the president's ability to run the country, but added that he still thinks Biden could defeat presumed GOP nominee Donald Trump. Summer break can be the hungriest time of the year for children who rely on free and reduced lunch at school. For years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has offered funding for on-site meals. This year, the USDA also rolled out a new program called SunBucks to provide eligible families $120 per child for groceries over the summer months. But as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, 13 states opted out of the program, leaving almost 10 million children without the food benefit.
A handful of teenagers are finishing their meal of Frito chili pie, steamed carrots, and sliced watermelon in Sequoia High School's boomy cafeteria. The breakfast and lunch served here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, is one of the food programs the Cherokee Nation offers. The nation is also offering the USDA Sunbucks program, previously called Summer EBT.
Low-income children who need additional support for nutrition ought to get it, and it's in the national interest for them to get it.
That's Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. He says food access for families is important for the tribal nation to reach its health, education, and economic goals. With Sunbucks, eligible families within the Cherokee Nation can get a debit card with $40 per month per child over the summer for groceries. But the state of Oklahoma didn't take the federal funding for Sunbucks. Hoskin says he found that bewildering.
Once we learned that the governor rejected these dollars, it became clear that there would be an increased burden upon tribes, but it was a burden we were willing to bear as long as the federal resources were available.
Several tribal nations in the state are participating and administering the program, even as Oklahoma turned down the funding. Other states also turned away the money, including Iowa and South Dakota. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt's office says the state already spends roughly $2 billion on food distribution, and the Sunbucks program would have required administrative costs. Kelsey Boone, senior analyst at the Food Research and Action Center, says while states had some legitimate reasons to turn down the money, next year she hopes all 50 states participate.
Children are hungry. They need to eat. This program provides them a way to eat.
Boone says summer meal programs at schools and community centers help close the gap, but they reach a fraction of the kids who need them. She says the Sunbucks is another way to make sure kids get the food they need.
I can't reiterate enough how much the politics of this program have been blown out of proportion. And it just, you know, it's not a political issue.
In the Great Plains and Midwest, several conservative states are taking part in the program, including Kansas, North Dakota, and Indiana. In Nebraska, Governor Jim Pillen at first declined the federal dollars, but ended up accepting the funds. And Missouri is planning to participate. Christine Woody, food security policy manager at nonprofit advocacy organization Empower Missouri, says that's a bit of a milestone.
Right, like they said, we have intent to do it, which in a state like Missouri, looking at some other states that are similar, right, they didn't even get this far. So I'm thrilled with the fact that we've even gotten this far in the process, even though it's not being rolled out yet.
In Oklahoma, Ashton Leach is a customer service representative for one of the Cherokee Nation's federal food programs. She says she was surprised Oklahoma turned down the money. Sometimes she fields calls from Oklahomans outside of the tribal nations that are participating in Sunbucks.
They're like, well, my kids are getting left out. You know, we could use the groceries. And I'm like, I don't know how to help you with that.
Leach says she feels for these callers, especially as Sunbucks are helping feed her and her husband's three young daughters over the summer.
So $40 doesn't really sound like a lot, but that's 40 extra dollars that you don't have to spend on.
Extra money for fruits and vegetables, Leach says they couldn't buy otherwise. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including STLPR. And just one more thing. She's recently reprised her role as Sadness in Disney Pixar's Inside Out 2, but on July 10th, we'd like to wish a happy birthday to actress Phyllis Smith.
Well, for decorations, maybe we could... Stupid, forget it.
What?
Oh, I was just gonna say maybe we could have streamers, but that's dumb. Everybody has streamers. Never mind.
Among other roles in film and television, and dancing as an NFL cheerleader for the St. Louis Cardinals, the Lima native made Phyllis a household name by playing the character Phyllis Vance in NBC's The Office from 2005 through 2013.
What color do you guys think?
Well, there's green, blue, yellow, red.
Hope the party planning committee has something special in mind today. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.